Welcome to the Maura Sweeney Podcast. Maura is an international speaker, Huffington Post contributor, and the trademarked ambassador of happiness. In 10 minutes or less, Maura weaves clever anecdotes, insightful questions, and personal stories to challenge your mindsets and enable you to live happier from the inside out. Here's Maura with today's podcast for you.
Where is your reality, and where do you go to find it? If you're on a path to living happy from the inside out, you will want to tune in very closely to today's podcast question. Where is your reality and where do you go to find it? Now, I have done over 100 podcasts, but today I am sitting in the middle of a park setting overlooking Tampa Bay on the west coast of Florida. So if you happen to hear the sounds of birds, maybe an overhead plane, it's all because this podcast is coming to you from outdoors rather than in, and from nature and what is natural rather than what is contrived or not natural. So let me get back to this question. Where do you find your reality? You know, I've often considered myself something of a dreamer. I always knew I didn't think exactly like other people thought. But the older I get, the more experienced I get, and the longer I live in this world, the more I realize just how differently I do think and why this idea, this mantra I have of living happy from the inside out has become so much more apparent and increasingly near and dear to me. Many people that know me would be aware of this because I've referenced it a few times, but I could remember, even before I had much of a vocabulary, I was still in preschool, I remember being so aware of watching the world outside of my body. I would watch different people. They were living in bodies, physical bodies, most of which were larger than mine because I was a little half pint. And I remember saying to myself, wow, this is a lot of activity going on. This is a lot of vying for attention and approval of others. Now, I wouldn't have had the word attention or approval, but my inside sense of observation knew that. At the same time, I was so aware of my inner self. Now, what would you call that? Would you call it your soul? Would you call it your knower? Would you call it your higher self? Would you call it the person that exists apart from all of our social and environmental conditioning? That's how I would refer to it. I never forgot those awarenesses because I remember saying, wow, why is it that everybody's working so hard out there to make sure they are seen and recognized or even liked when all they really need to do is say, but what do I think? What does my inside person think? How do I feel about this? What's important to me? This is very important when I ask you the question, what is your reality and where do you go to find it? And I want to tell you why. If you are even semi-alert these days, whether you are a person living in the United States, maybe Western Europe, or even somewhere else, and you happen to be savvy and watch the news, follow the news, I am certain that you have on far more than one occasion have been upset, discouraged, frightened, threatened. You could fill it in with a number of emotionally charged words that you would have experienced as a result of following the official news, the media, the lessons, the messages that have been going out to all of the people in all of these countries. And they're all, at some level, very divisive. They're very upsetting from an internal, or let's say an emotional point of view. The reason why I'm out here today is to remind myself of something that I've always been aware of, but I felt the need to do it again. You know, even before we had our U.S. elections for the presidency, I had been to New York City not once, but twice. And when I go into Manhattan, I just love to walk along the streets. There's something about me that has always required me to be out and about among people. And frankly, to be out and about as many different types of people, young, old, rich, poor, educated, not, different ethnic groups, different religious groups, doesn't matter to me. But just to be out and about among them. And in the middle of a lot of hoopla taking place in the media during that election process, I remember walking around New York and noticing how people do get along. And really, if I were to be carrying my own camera around, using my own eyesight and capturing what I'm seeing, I would have recorded conversations, exchanges, laughter, and a lot of active engagement with people of different stripes talking with one another, not fighting, not yelling, not attacking, but coexisting, even where they might have disagreed, where they might have had different perspectives. To me, that was a picture of the real world. And I would tell you, at some level, the real world and real people do know how to coexist. In fact, I would even go so far as to tell you that that was really so much the basis and the history of this so-called melting pot known as the United States. By the way, if you hear anything in the background, they're mowing some well-needed lawns around here because we've had so much rain, but we're still outdoors. So let me share with you something else that was hitting me just today. Where do you go for your reality? We can all go and search other places, search other voices, and I would say inquire of other experts for what defines our sense of reality. But we have another choice, and that is to go within, to be quiet, to go around nature, to be out and about, to be a person that lives their life in and among others, that shares their light, that shares their ideas, that shares their DNA experiences with others around them. And instead of then taking cues from the outside world to give us a sense of reality, we can actually be a sense of reality and beam it out to others. In a sense, being a person of influence, wherever that influence might take us, whether it means the local grocery store, the library, the office. Sometimes we can be reality without ever saying a word. I feel inclined to close today's podcast with a word that popped into my head this morning. And I think it's very appropriate, and it closes this podcast in a sense the same way I opened it up. Whether or not you came from a Christian background, you will probably remember the words of Christ. He said, "Unless you become like a little child, you won't enter into the kingdom of God." Now, you can be very religiously minded and look at that and say, well, I have to be a Christian in order to receive those words. Or you can be someone else who just looks at this world from different vantage points and realizes that you can either be an effect of what others in the atmosphere around you dictate and tell you is reality, or you can go within and you could go back in time to when you too were a little child, still unjaded, still innocent, still free-flowing, still running around in the grass, playing with friends, really not knowing the difference between black and white, rich or poor, important or not, because as far as you were concerned as a little child, everything was a place of wonder, a place for exploration, and there was hope always contained within your little mind, your little body, which I wonder at some point might actually have been the greater mind. So wherever you are today, I hope you take a little bit of time. Maybe it means you go to the park. Maybe it means you take a walk along the beach if this happens to be summertime for you. Maybe you just go to a yoga class. Maybe you turn off your cell phone, your TV, or anything else. Maybe you decide you're not going to read the newspaper. Find your own space. Remember how you were as a young child and hold on to that reality. Because as we all, collectively and individually, hold on to that reality, I believe that not only will we be happier from the inside out, but we will help to recreate the world as it appears into something far, far greater. I hope that you're inspired and also empowered today to remember your inner self, to remember that reality that lives within you, that's a place of much greater harmony, peace, and most of all, happiness. Well, that's been my word for you today, but hold on, because there's someone else who wants to share with us what makes them happy from the inside out too. This has been Maura with Maura for You.
Hello, this is Patty Hall, originally from Holyoke, Massachusetts, and now living in Ventura, California. I am here to tell you that snow skiing is what makes me happy. It clears my head and makes my heart sing. The fresh air, the snow, the gorgeous views from the mountaintops. These are my slices of heaven on earth, and that's what makes me happy.
For more insights on living happy from the inside out, subscribe to this podcast. To learn more about Maura, visit her MauraForYou.com website, where you'll find videos, blogs, books, and the Foundations of Happiness self-study e-course. Maura, number 4, letter U.com, where Maura is always for you.